Okay, this is Perek Hey, Hilchos Zichia Matana. More halachas that do giving gifts. Halacha Aleph and Nosi Matana. Bein Bari Ben Chola. Tzarech Shtia Gluya Umifarsemes. So, whenever a person gives a gift, whether that person's healthy or sick, the gift must be done in an open and public manner. Amar Eidim, if he says to witnesses, Kasu Seser Sulo, write this like this gift in hiding, so to speak, and give it to somebody. That's not doesn't count. Shazam Ma'arim, this is trickery. So we assume he's trying to make other people lose money. The Yumkar Akhayut, and what he's going to do is going to sell the property after he actually gives the gift. Matanas Karkash in Kosovo. So any deed that has to do with giving over a gift of real estate that doesn't have inside the contract of Amr Lanu Ploni Hanosin Shabo Bishvakan Rakobos, right? That it says this, the giver says, who said to us, okay, and then sit down in the area of the market, and the kasulah matana gluyum for semis, and write a gift that's done in a what do you call it a public manner, chiyotzvinam elu, and all these types of things. Choshen law shema matana misusera. So we assume that it is a hidden type of gift. It's a suspicion of this lozach makabo, and therefore that is included. So then we're going to say the person who received it is not someone who ended up getting the what do you call it acquiring the gift. Halacha gimel. Hakosev shtei matanos al sada achas. Right. So let's say a person writes two different contracts about a gift for the same field. Harishonim misusaras v'achrona gluya. The first one is a hidden one. The second one's open for semis and public. Achron kana. The second one is the one that purchases it. V'afila haisa, or the transaction is complete. V'afila haisa v'shono stam. V'emba lo inyan stira v'lo ingi. And even the first one is just regular, meaning there's no mention whatsoever of being hidden or open. Elamatana stam. Just it was just a gift given normally. Nonetheless, Achron Kana, because the last guy has in it the clear evidence of it not being hidden, the open. We already learned that, let's say a person gives a protest out, Barakach Nasan Matana, and after he issues the protest, then gives the gift. Matana, what do you call it? Batela doesn't work. Apish in the onus, even though this wasn't out of his control. Because the gift works if the we go after the intent of the person giving it. So it's pretty clear based on how he was speaking that he didn't want the matana, therefore it's nullified. So that's why if it's evident that a person did not want to give a gift, even if he gave a gift in an open way, and then we find out, for instance, that initially, it was as if he was giving it, was hidden. Both these gifts are nullified. So the first one, because it's hidden. The second one, because it's clear, even though it's gully, it's open, he doesn't want to give it. Right? So the hidden gift is discovered, so to speak, like it's considered to be like a protest for the second gift. Halachai. So there was an incident with a person, Shiratza Lisa Isha, that wanted to go ahead and marry a woman. Amarloi, what do you call it? She said to him, I won't marry you until you write me a contract that gives me all your property. So the guy's oldest son heard this and said, no, this is bad because I'm going to be left without any money. Amarloidim, right? So the man said to witnesses, go and hide. And write all my property as a gift. And then what did he do? And he wrote a contract giving her all the property and married her. And this came before the sages. And they said, the son did not acquire anything. The woman didn't acquire anything. Because what he called, because the guy did not really want to, write this up. And he was doing it, so to speak, against his will. Because it was clear in his intent by the first gift, even though it was batal because it's hidden. So this is, we apply this to all cases like this. Right, two contracts. So they have they're in the same day, same time. And they're written on one field, whether it's being sold or is given as a gift. So if the custom is for people to actually put the hour when the thing is signed, so then what do you call it? Anyone who has anyone who has the document that has the earlier time stamp on it gets it. But let's say they only write days, but not hours. Then since we have what do you call it, two different documents with the same date, on the same field, we have to go to the judges. Kol shadaita no delahamit sadazub yado yamidu. So the field, basically, who they give the field to, they give it to the person who they feel, so to speak, recognize that this is more likely the owner. This applies to a shtar that does not have a kinyan. Rather, the recipient wants to buy the field through transferring the shtar. Right? Because we don't know in such a case who the two are. Should give shtar the other field, are the two who got the contract first. But let's say in each contract, right, there is a mention of a kinyan. Kol shekadam lo kinyan. So whoever made the kinyan first gets the property, and he asks the witnesses about what happened. So too, let's say there are witnesses who know who got the contract first, the contract that has the gift in it first. So then that person gets the field. Halacha ches. Now shtei shtaros, two contracts that apply to one field. B'shem kone echad, right? That of to one buyer. Ve'ein zman hashava, but they're dated differently. Okay, so in such a case. If one contract is for selling and one is for a gift, or let's say what they call it, the first star is a gift and the second one is for the sale. The second one does not nullify the first one. Because he went back to add additional levels of responsibility, he went back and wrote it as a sale instead of a gift. Even though there was no responsibility mentioned in it. Because we'll say is the leaving it out might have been an error by the person writing the contract. So too, let's say the first document has a sale, second one says that it was a gift. So then the field has been purchased from the time of the first contract. So you only wrote the contract of the gift to put, so to speak, give his position more strength. And it's possible to protect him against any claim made by someone wanting the field. Let's say both contracts mention a sale, or both contracts include a gift. Right. So if what they call the second contract adds any other fact that makes the position of the person what do you call it, either selling it or receiving it better. Right. The first one works. The other one, the second one, because of the additional points. Right. But if he, what do you call it, no additional points are made in the second one. So then the second one nullifies the first. And therefore, the responsibility of the owner only applies after the start of the second contract. Therefore, all the produce that was consumed by the for the first time until the time of the second contract, maxer or somebody's got to return them. Right? But let's say there's some type of on the field, there's some type of taxes paid to the king every year. Then either the giver or the seller, right, will have is responsible for that tax until the time of the implementation of the second shtar. That ends Parak Hey, and we'll pick up Parak Vav next time.